Natural Resources meeting to order, the June 27, 2024 meeting. Brenda, please call the roll.
Becker? Cameron? Earnhardt?
Here.
Drews?
Here.
Jennings?
Here.
Lanning?
Here.
Toll?
Here. I'd like to welcome everyone participating in today's meeting or listening online. This meeting is streamlining live on SD.net, a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants please identify themselves when speaking during the meeting. Participants should also remember to unmute their microphones only when speaking. The meeting is being recorded and the audio will be made available online following the meeting. To find the audio recording online, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions portal. Follow the link and select the name of the board. If members of the board's Legislative Oversight Committee are participating in remotely, please acknowledge your presence at this time. Well, welcome everyone. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved, Drews.
Second, Bernhardt.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion. Was that just a late aye or was that okay? Our agenda is approved. Let's approve the minutes. We have a motion to approve the minutes of the March 28, 2024 board meeting.
Bernhardt would so move.
Second, Drews.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional discussion or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. At this time, we have a public comment period. If there's anyone that has a comment regarding board action, current or past, this is the time when you can make that comment. Again, it's a comment period. It's not a question and answer period or a discussion period. It's just simply a comment period. Do we have any comments? Hearing none. Tina, would you like to introduce our new board member?
Yep, I got a couple announcements. The first one is we do have a new board member. Bruce Jennings was just appointed to the board to take Dr. Grinnerk's spot. So. Bruce, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
Thank you, Tina. It's a privilege to be here. I haven't been around water resources in South Dakota for all that many years, but long enough to know that the contribution of the staff here and the board toward water development in South Dakota has just been immeasurable over the years, and it's a privilege to join you.
Very good.
And then just a couple of updates on our staff. Within the program. Many of you know Abby Larson. She has taken another position with the city of Spearfish, so she is no longer with us. However, we did hire a new engineer, Bailey Matigue, and she started back in late April. She's out on vacation right now, so we'll introduce her again at the next board meeting, but just wanted to get you guys up to date on that.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, moving into the agenda items. Drinking Water State Revolving Fund, interest rates, nonprofit corporations, and public entities with an MHI less than 60% of the statewide MHI. MHI. Tina.
All right. Chairman Solholt, members of the board, pursuant to Administrative Rules of South Dakota, Section 7405-1117, the Board of Water and Natural Resources shall set the interest rates for the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund. On the screen now are the interest rates that were adopted on November 8, 2023. Interest rates shall be based on the following criteria. 1, current market rates. 2, rates secured on state-issued matching funds. And 3, current demand for program funds. Recently, department staff, along with our financial advisors, completed a cash flow and capacity assessment of our SRF programs. The Clean Water SRF program was found to have enough capacity to meet current and expected future needs. The Drinking Water SRF Fund has enough capacity to meet current needs. However, some analysis indicated that we are nearing our capacity for future funding. The concern is that if we continue to fully fund projects, that we will not be able to meet our future debt obligations and future payments. DA and our staff, our financial advisor, and our bond council has had discussions on what measures we need to take to ensure that our program stays financially stable into the future. In these discussions with our financial advisor and bond council, there have been several programmatic changes that can make a significant impact to our fund stability. Today, we are proposing interest rate changes to certain categories of drinking water fund borrowers. Specifically, we're going to propose separate interest rates to nonprofit corporations and changes to the interest rates for public entity borrowers whose median household income, also known as MHI, is less than 60% of the statewide MHI. First, I'll start by discussing the nonprofit corporation drinking water SRF fund interest rates. The Federal Drinking Water SRF Program and the Administrative Rules of South Dakota, Section 7405.11.2.3.D, states that a nonprofit corporation is eligible to receive funding under the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund Loan Program. This is different from the Clean Water SRF Program, which limits eligibility to publicly owned treatment works. Nonprofit corporations that have applied for program funding in the past include rural water systems and homeowner associations. According to our bond council, nonprofit corporations can only receive funds from either federal funds or taxable bonds to meet IRS requirements. The number of requests and the amount of funding requested in these requests from nonprofit corporations has significantly increased recently, to where we cannot cover all of the payments through our federal funding. Hence, we need to go into the bond market and leverage taxable bonds. The interest rate difference between taxable and tax-exempt bonds is one area that was identified where we can make changes to our program. The following slides were created by PFM, our financial advisor, to show the trends between taxable and tax-exempt bonds. The first slide shows the taxable bond yields versus the tax-exempt yields since 2016. As you can see, in 2020, when COVID hit, there was a time when the yields were very close. However, since then, the spread between the two yields has become significant. On the next slide, we see the spread analysis and see on average that the difference between taxable and tax-exempt yields is 106 base points or 1.06%. The third slide will show you the ratio of the two yields, which show on average that taxable bond yields are 148% more than that tax-exempt yield. This means that for taxable bonds, the Conservancy District is paying bondholders an additional 148% for the taxable bond than a tax-exempt bond. As our need for taxable funds increases, our current interest rates for taxable borrowers is not keeping up with our payment obligations. With that in mind, DA and our staff recommends a separate interest rate category for nonprofit corporations that will be 1% higher than the public entity rate for that term. Additionally, if these entities are considered to meet the ARSD 7405.11.018 definition of disadvantaged community, they will not be eligible for the disadvantaged rate. However, they are still eligible for principal forgiveness and subsidy. The BABA incentive rate that we passed back in November of 2023 of a 0.25% interest rate reduction will still apply. Included in the board packet, and as seen on the screen now, are the proposed interest rates for nonprofit corporations. Drinking water SRF interest rate, loan interest rates for nonprofit corporation borrowers will be 4.25% for loans with a term up to 10 years, which consists of a 4% interest rate and a 0.25% administrative surcharge. 4.5% for loans with a term greater than 10 years up to a maximum of 20 years, which consists of a 4.25% interest rate and a 0.25% administrative surcharge. And 4.75% for loans with a term greater than 20 years, up to a maximum of 30 years, which consists of a 4.5% interest rate and a 0.25% administrative surcharge. Drinking water SRF loan interest rates for nonprofit corporation borrowers subject to the Build America, Buy America Public Law 117-58, also known as BABA, will be 4.0% for loans with a term up to 10 years, which consists of a 3.75% interest rate and a 0.25% administrative surcharge. 4.25% for loans with a term greater than 10 years, up to a maximum term of 20 years, which consists of a 4.0% interest rate and a 0.25% administrative surcharge, and a 4.5% for loans with a term greater than 20 years, up to the maximum rate of 30 years, which consists of a 4.25% interest rate and a 0.25% administrative surcharge. These interest rates, once established, would apply to loans awarded after July 1st, 2024. Staff recommendation is to approve a resolution adopting new interest rates for Drinking Water State Revolving Fund Program nonprofit corporation borrowers.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Bernhardt, do it so moved.
Second, Lanning.
Second, Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question?
I have a question. Can they do this in one motion or do we need to do it in two motions?
We're going to do a second part on the public entity one. I have a little presentation for that too. So we're doing the nonprofit borrowers, but it can be one for both the conventional and BAP interest rates.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any, I guess we have additional comment or question. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right. Next, we're going to look at the interest rates for public entities that have an MHI, medium household income, of less than 60% of the statewide MHI. Currently, these facilities qualify for a 0% interest rate if they meet all of the disadvantaged community requirements in ARSD 7405-11-018. This is a small subset of loans in our program, but for our future, the 0% interest rate has a negative impact on our program stability. DANR staff is proposing to increase the interest rate to the same rate as communities with an MHI between 60 and 80% of the statewide MHI and waiving the administrative fee, so that the total overall rate will be a 0.25% less than the total rate for communities with an MHI between 60% and 80% of the statewide MHI. Additionally, we are proposing to add a 10-year term for this category of borrower. This will help these communities with loans for projects with a short useful life, such as water meter projects. This will have an interest rate, again, that is the same as the disadvantaged communities with an MHI between 60 and 80% of the statewide MHI, but without the administrative fee. As with all of our applications, staff will continue to review the financial abilities of these communities and propose funding packages based on the community's rates and ability to repay. These communities also qualify for principal forgiveness and other subsidy to assist with funding these projects. Included in the board packet, and as seen on the screen, are the proposed interest rates for the disadvantaged communities, public entities with an MHI less than 60% of the statewide MHI. The drinking water SRF interest rates for these borrowers will be 2.25% for loans with a term of up to 10 years, which consists of a 2.25% interest rate and a 0% administrative surcharge, and 3% for loans with a term up to a maximum of 30 years, which consists of a 3% interest rate and a 0.0% administrative surcharge. Drinking water SRF loan interest rates for these borrowers that are subject to the Build America, Buy America Public Law 117-58, also known as BABA, will be 2.0% for loans with a term up to 10 years, which consists of a 2% interest rate and a 0.0% administrative surcharge, and 2.75% for loans with a term of up to a maximum of 30 years, which consists of a 2.75% interest rate and a 0.0% administrative surcharge. These interest rates, once established, would apply to loans awarded after July 1st, 2024. Staff recommendation is to approve a resolution adopting new interest rates for the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund Program for disadvantaged community public entity borrowers with an MHI less than 60% of the statewide MHI.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Bernhard.
Second, Jennings.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item number six, amendments to the state water plan and drinking water. Andy.
Good afternoon, Chairman Soholt and members of the board. Water projects, which will require state funding or need state support for categorical grant or loan funding, need to be on the state water plan. The Board of Water and Natural Resources annually approves projects for placement onto the state water facilities plan and provides for amendment of projects onto the plan. Placement of a project on the state water plan by the board provides no guarantee of funding. The projects placed onto the plan at this meeting will remain on the facilities plan through December 2025. Projects seeking a clean water or drinking water state revolving fund loan must be included on the project priority list of the intended use plan. The state water plan applications are used to determine which projects should be amended onto the state revolving fund project priority list. There were six state water plan applications received by the May 1st, 2024 deadline. The list of projects was included in your board packet, a map on the screen as well. As I present the applications, I will also identify those projects to be placed on the clean water SRF and drinking water SRF project priority lists. Our first application, and the list on the screen, is from the Lincoln County Rural Water System. This is an amendment to a prior application. The original project included the need to move existing water main to a new alignment to avoid Veterans Parkway Road construction in the Sioux Falls area and better accommodate the planned use of the area to include the installation of approximately 1.25 miles of pipe. The new portion of the project is an additional 1.5 miles of increased pipe size along 473rd Avenue and 272nd Street to meet needed capacity in this area. Project would be placed on the drinking water intended use plan with 7 points, an estimated loan of $1,740,000 at 4.75% for 30 years. I would note this is different than what was shown on the title page for that application, as the board just adopted those new interest rates. So that is now being addressed. Our next application is from Mitchell. They have previously received funding for a portion of the work included for phase two improvements at the wastewater treatment facility. Project scope has been expanded though to include new equalization storage, a backup generator for the treatment plant, and 2 miles of force main to serve a new industrial facility area. Estimated loan of $12,908,038 at 3.75% for 30 years and 18 points for the clean water intended use plan. Next, we have two applications from Pier. First is for drinking water for replacement of just under 8,000 feet of water main with new PVC along and adjacent to Euclid Avenue to be placed on the drinking water intended use plan with 13 points, an estimated loan of $5,075,823 at 3.75% for 30 years. Second Pier application is for wastewater improvements of approximately 800 feet of sanitary sewer along and adjacent to Euclid Avenue. Be placed on the clean water intended use plan with 10 points, an estimated loan of $1,009,096 at 3.75% for 30 years. Webster has submitted a project for relining of their industrial park area sanitary sewer to reduce infiltration into the system. Project will also install a new aeration unit. be placed on the clean water intended use plan with 9 points, estimated loan of $1,185,000 at 3.75% for 30 years. Last state water plan application is from Wessington Springs. This will be placed on the drinking water intended use plan with 104 points. It's for the replacement of 5,120 feet of existing water main with new PVC, as well as replacement of existing meters that are no longer functioning throughout the community. Estimated loan of $1,960,000 at 3.25% for 30 years. Staff recommends placing all six projects onto the 2024 State Water Facilities Plan.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Drews.
Move, Lambert.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Right. We have our clean water and drinking water IUP amendments next. Start with the clean water intended plan amendment. We did make a few adjustments throughout the narrative section of the intended use plan, and in this case that is for actual 2024 capitalization grant numbers. Those have been finalized by EPA, and so we updated the numbers throughout. The adjustments from what we had put in as anticipated numbers are very minimal, so we were pretty close on our estimates. We do have one additional project beyond the state water plan projects that are shown on the screen for amendment onto the clean water intended use plan. That is from Ipswich. They received a previous clean water SRF loan and an ARPA grant to construct and improve stormwater conveyance in the community. They've experienced increased project costs and have submitted a new funding application to complete the project, which will be presented later in today's meeting. The additional funds necessary are estimated at $390,100. This would be placed on the clean water intended use plan with 8 points, estimated loan of $390,100 at 3.75% for 30 years. Staff recommends the changes to the clean water SRF intended use plan in the narrative section and for the addition of the four projects shown on the screen onto the project priority list be approved.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Motion, Jennings.
Second, Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional comment or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next, our drinking water intended use plan changes. Again, a few adjustments within the narrative section. The first part, again, for 2024 capitalization grant, actual amounts from EPA. Again, the numbers were very close, within about 50,000 of the several millions estimated, so pretty good estimation. So we've updated those. We will be updating the interest rate table to include the changes that the board just adopted in the previous board item that are included within the intended use plan. And then we do have an additional suggestion that to assist in reducing the need for additional bond funds at this time, staff recommends the use of up to $1 million of administrative surcharge fees to provide the required state match for capitalization grants. So we use that to meet our remaining 2024 capitalization grant state match requirement that we have, and those funds are available in the accounts. We have several projects that need to be amended onto the intended use plan from prior funding. First is for Chamberlain. Again, having received a previous drinking water loan and an ARPA grant for replacement of water mains and making improvements at the treatment facility, they have experienced some increased costs and have submitted a funding application to fully fund the project. They would be placed on the drinking water intended use plan with 70 points, estimated loan of $500,000 at 3.75% for 30 years. Joint Wellfield has received previous drinking water SRF loan and ARPA grant to construct a new treatment facility and additional wells and provide additional capacity for the system. It will meet current and future user needs. They've experienced increased project costs and have submitted a new application for consideration. It'll be placed on the drinking water intended use plan with 73 points, estimated loan of $5,500,000 at 3.75% for 30 years. Mid-Dakota Rural Water System, this project is on the state water plan in IUP through a project from Wessington Springs, which would either construct a new water treatment system or connect to Mid-Dakota for bulk water supply. The city's current system has manganese and E. coli levels in its source water, which exceed recommended levels. Treatment would be necessary. The current treatment system does treat for this, however, it's in need of full replacement. It's been determined that the most cost-effective solution to provide the necessary water capacity is for the city to connect Mid-Dakota Rural Water System for bulk water purchase. And Mid-Dakota has submitted a funding application for the project now, which will be presented later in the board meeting. This would be placed on the drinking water intended use plan with 318 points, estimated loan of $14,730,000 at 3.75% for 30 years. Next, we have an application from Miller. They've received previous drinking water SRF loan and ARPA grant to replace water main, make improvements to the storage tank, and abandon some unused wells. Again, they've experienced some increased costs and have submitted an application to fully fund the project. This would be placed on the drinking water intended use plan with 95 points, estimated loan of $1,100,000 at 3.25% for 30 years. And last is Northville. Again, they've received a previous drinking water loan and ARPA grant for construction of a 40,000-gallon ground storage tank and make waterline improvements. Again, having experienced some increased project costs and submitted a funding application to fully fund the project, be placed on the drinking water intended use plan with 27 points, an estimated loan of $125,000 at 3.75% for 30 years. With that, staff would recommend the changes to the drinking water SRF IUP narrative section and for the addition of the 8 projects shown on the screen onto the project priority list be approved.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Bernhard.
Second, Drews.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question?
Andy, is it your intention that these add-on loans be at the old interest rate then?
No, these will be new applications and new funding requests. Most of these have already closed their existing loan, and so there is not the ability to go back and amend that. Additionally, because of the large changes in interest rates from that time period, it's really not reasonable to continue providing additional funding at those lower rates. So they will be at the rates and terms that I did state, though, would be anticipated, yes.
So those nonprofits would be at the 375?
The current ones, because they would be awards made by the board prior to July 1st. That was part of the interest rate change, yeah. We didn't want to, it's still a new thing for the nonprofits, but we didn't think that was very fair to spring into on them right before the board meeting.
Any other question or comment? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. I believe now we're on item 7.
We are.
Isn't it interesting how he has item 6 and we have like 4 different parts to item 6 instead of, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then now we go to 8, but I mean, I'm constantly impressed the way he does this.
I'll give credit to my predecessors for that.
Moving on to item number 7, Andy.
Thank you, Chairman Soholt. Before we begin, I'm going to take a brief moment to go over available funds as we start kind of new funding for this round. Up on the screen here, for those that can see, is our kind of available funds. We'll start with American Rescue Plan Act, or the ARPA grants. That's what this item will be specifically. We have a little over $15.6 million from deobligated funds from the 2022 allocation that was provided of the total $600 million. And then we have the new 2024 appropriation that's just under $89.4 million. So in total, we have a little just over $105 million of ARPA funds to reallocate, and staff will be making recommendations for that today. Consolidated program, a little over 1.4 million. Our drinking water SRF construction grants down at $58, and our clean water SRF water quality grants down at $30. We won't be making any recommendations out of those funds today. Drinking water principal forgiveness, the amount available for any borrower. I would note these dollar amounts for the 2024 allocations have been adjusted for what the final capitalization grant amounts are. So available to any borrower, just over $50,000. Principal forgiveness from our base capitalization grant for disadvantaged communities is a little over $2.4 million. Principal forgiveness available from BIL supplemental capitalization grant funds is a little over $13.2 million. BIL emerging contaminants principal forgiveness, when we bring in our 2024 maximum allocation, is about $16.4 million. We do have a project today for that. And then BIL lead service line principal forgiveness that can go to disadvantaged communities, just over $14 million is available from the current allocation. Moving on to the clean water SRF principal forgiveness from the base allocation available to those that meet the affordability criteria, just over $700,000. BIL supplemental principal forgiveness for disadvantaged, or in our case, affordability criteria communities, is just a little over $218,000. And then from emerging contaminants for the 2024 allocation, we have just over $1 million available. We don't have any requests for that at this time, though. All right. I would note that since we are doing a one-day meeting, I'd ask that as I present applications, that the board take action to make those funding recommendations at that time. We're going to start off with just kind of a little explanation on these ARPA funds and what kind of we're all talking about today. So, during the 2024 legislative session, Senate Bill 53 was passed, which appropriated an additional $89,384,221 of American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, funds for water and wastewater infrastructure. These funds were to be awarded by the Board of Water and Natural Resources to eligible projects. Additionally, some projects originally funded through the $600 million of ARPA funds provided by 2022 Senate Bill 62 have deobligated portions of the funding. In the 2023 legislative session, Senate Bill 20 was passed, which provided the board discretion on the reallocation of those funds as they deemed necessary. In January 2024, the board did pass a resolution to recommend that these additional ARPA funds would be provided only to projects having previously received ARPA funding, and that the system sponsoring those projects be of a nature serving large regional areas. Entities meeting these criteria were contacted to submit requests for consideration of these funds. For many projects, staff utilized a percentage of the original project for the recommendations that will be presented and to assure equitable distribution of the dollars. Some projects, due to their large dollar amount or remaining eligible costs, were capped to assure all projects receive meaningful additional funds. There were a few projects of significant regional impact and are part of larger projects in their full scope that will be recommended for higher amount of grant funds based on total current project costs. One other change we are recommending as part of these grant amendments is that for all of these projects receiving additional funding would be a removal of a portion of Section 2 of the grant agreement. The original grant agreements for all ARPA grants included a provision that if bids were received and less than 95% of the original estimated construction cost for the work, the grant would be reduced accordingly. With these projects being considered for additional funding for regional impacts, and many projects already having received bids, this section is really no longer necessary and may be counterproductive at this point for these amendments. So, I am gonna allow, after I present a project, if there's a project sponsor available to address the board, those in the room, if you'd prefer to stay at your seats, feel free to do that, or those online, feel free to speak up. I'll kind of cue that. We will start right in with our first project, and that is going alphabetically, Aurora Rural, Rural Water System. On April 13, 2022, they were awarded a $4,244,734 drinking water SRF loan and a $1,855,266 ARPA grant. This project was to install 10 miles of new parallel water main, a new water storage reservoir, multiple loops within the system, a booster station, and make some other distribution improvements. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $846,775 in ARPA grant funds, which in this case is their remaining eligible costs, and bringing the total ARPA grant to $2,702,041. We do have representatives from Aurora Rural. If you'd like to say anything to the board, now's your opportunity.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, thank you, Andy. I'm Wayne Blazius, manager of Aurora Rural Water System. I have here with me chairman of our board of directors, Mr. Ron Gillen. This was a capacity improvement project. It's under construction right now, as Andy stated. Pipeline paralleling, additional storage, pump stations, you know, more people, more livestock need more water and need to make these systems bigger. So I appreciate your consideration, and I'd be happy to answer any questions if there's any.
I thank you for being here today. Much appreciated. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Drews.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Great. Our next application or request is from BDM Rural Water System. On April 22nd, 2022, they were awarded a $7,499,150 drinking water SRF loan with $507,867 of principal forgiveness. They also were awarded a $3,530,083 ARPA grant. This project was to construct a new water treatment plant, install a 400,000-gallon water reservoir, install 18 miles of pipe to expand the water system and loop lines for redundancy, and to replace 382 water meters. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $1,738,345 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $5,268,428. I believe we may have representatives from BDM Rural Water System on the line. Now is your opportunity to address the board.
Thank you, Andy. Good afternoon, Rodney Kappas, General Manager, BDM Rural Water System. Chairman Soho, committee members, Andy Tienes, Secretary Roberts. BDM is very thankful and very appreciative for the additional funding package, which is going to help us narrow our funding shortfall that currently exists for our new water treatment project. Our project is currently ahead of schedule with the backwash pond finished. All the new wells are in with the floor and the walls of the reservoir poured. In addition, a portion of the foundation for the water treatment plant is also poured. Again, BDM is very thankful and very appreciative for this additional funding. I will be available to answer any questions.
Very good. Thank you for being available. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Motion, Jennings.
Second, Bernhard.
Second, Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Our next request is from Blackhawk Water User District. On June 23rd, 2022, they awarded a $1,181,600 drinking water SRF loan and a $506,400 ARPA grant. The project was to install approximately 3,800 feet of new 12-inch water main crossing I-90 near exit 52. A large portion of the existing crossing is 6-inch water main, which is undersized and operates with substantial head loss during high flow periods. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $254,340 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $760,740. This morning I received a call from Ken LeBon, who is their manager. He's unfortunately not able to attend, but asked me to thank the board for your consideration and favorable recommendation.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Drews.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, our next request is from Brookings on April 13, 2022. They were awarded a $50,963,200 drinking water SRF loan and a $21,039,300 ARPA grant. On January 5th, 2023, an additional $40,700,000 drinking water loan was awarded. This project was to construct a new 6 million gallon lime softening water treatment facility along 34th Avenue. The new treatment plant will require 28,500 feet of 16-inch raw water line and 16-inch finished water line to connect into the distribution system. It also includes the construction of 6 new wells and an additional 17,400 feet of new 20-inch transmission main from those wells. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $8 million in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $29,039,300. Do we have representatives from Brookings on the line that would like to address the board?
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, this is Gabe Lauber with HDR Engineering. Eric requested, he had a late conflict and requested that we represent them and offer their appreciation for this additional grant dollars. Eric's team appreciates it along with their customers, so thank you very much.
Thank you for being available. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Planning.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
All right. Our next request is from the Brookings Dual Rural Water System. On April 13, 2022, they were awarded a $5,607,560 drinking water SRF loan. This was increased to $7,207,560 in September 2023. They were also awarded a $2,703,240 ARPA grant. This project was to construct 22 miles of 12-inch water main to interconnect the system's two primary water sources, the joint well field and the Clear Lake Water Treatment Plant. The existing glue joint pipe is prone to leaking, so it will be replaced with new gasket joint pipe. Project will also include 6 miles of 6-inch water main to the Lake Cochrane service area to improve low pressure around the lake during periods of peak water use. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $1,357,708 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $4,060,948. Do we have representatives from Brookings Dual Rural Water System that would like to address the board?
This is Matt Odekoven with DGR Engineering. I wasn't sure if somebody from Brookings Dual is going to be able to join us, but I'll take the opportunity to thank Chairman Soholt and members of the board and the staff recommendation. This is an important project to Brookings Dual, so thank you very much.
Thank you for being available. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Bernhard.
So moved, Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Is there an additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Our next request is from Clay Rural Water System. On April 13, 2022, they were awarded a $10,736,050 drinking water SRF loan, an $825,850 consolidated grant, and a $4,955,100 ARPA grant. This This project was to construct a 1 million gallon ground storage reservoir near the existing Greenfield Reservoir, a 750,000 gallon ground storage tank near the Wakanda Water Treatment Plant. A new booster station at the Greenfield Reservoir is also included. This project also proposes 4 distribution line improvements to provide additional capacity and accommodate a Highway 46 construction project. Total approximately 20.6 miles of water main and varying size will be installed. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $2,488,710 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $7,443,810. Do we have representatives from Clay Rural Water available to address the board?
Yeah, Andy, this is Steve Mullenberg with Clay Rural Water, general manager, and we would like to thank the board and the staff for their recommendations, and we truly appreciate everything that you've done for us. Thank you.
Thank you for being available for questions. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Motion, Jennings.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Our next request is from the Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources. On April 13, 2022, DANR was awarded a $1 million ARPA grant. These funds are being used for DANR's Riparian Buffer Initiative, or RBI program, which provides payments to landowners to implement buffer strips along property bordering water bodies. These buffer strips provide the ability for natural filtration and improve the water quality within the watershed. DANR has currently placed more than $862,000 of these funds under contract, buffering nearly 34 miles of shoreline. An additional 13 potential contracts are under consideration, currently with more than $407,000 in known costs, and would buffer an additional 26.3 miles of shoreline. DNR staff has additional potential contracts being discussed and continues to see a strong interest in the program and funds. DNR has requested an additional $5 million of ARPA funds. Based on the current demands, they believe they can expend all of the funds prior to the 2026 deadline and make meaningful impacts towards water quality protection. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $5 million in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $6 million. The funding provided for this grant amendment will be provided specifically from the unallocated 2022 ARPA funds, as this project does not meet the eligibility requirements for funding based on the language in 2024 Senate Bill 53. I know we have representatives from DANR who would like to say anything.
Chairman Soholt, members of the board, Paul Lorenzen, I'm the administrator of the Watershed Protection Program. We're tasked with implementing the Riparian Buffer Initiative program. As Andy said, we have a lot of momentum at this point. I will say that $862,000 has been allocated in just the last 3 months. We spent a lot of time working the Big Sioux, and we just recently started in the statewide. We're getting a lot of momentum and really like to continue it, especially on that statewide basis. If you have any questions, I'd be more happy to answer for you.
Thanks for being here. We'll go through the process and then see if there's questions. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Drews.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional comments or questions? I have a question. So at some point in the future, can you provide us a map or a designation that shows somewhere where these riparian agreements have been settled with us?
Yes. We're keeping tabs on lat longs and stuff on the different properties where the buffers are going in, so we'll be able to provide that.
Yeah. That's great. That's a great program.
One of the things because this is, like I said, we've only been doing it for about 3 months, at least pushing it to this level. In the future, we'd love to present, hey, here's what we've actually gotten done. We're just kind of still in that trying to get it done phase. I hate to show you a map today, and it'll change big time in the next 3 months. So, but yes, that information will definitely be available.
No, will that include hunting rights for board members or anything like that? not serious. Thank you very much. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Our next request is from the Davison Rural Water System. On April 13, 2022, the Davison Rural Water System was awarded an $810,385 drinking water SRF loan, and this was increased to $1,810,385 in January 2024. They also received a $439,615 ARPA grant. This project was to install a water line to parallel and loop existing mains and to upgrade to automatic meter reading technology. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $189,255 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $628,870. Do we have representatives who'd like to speak on behalf of Davison Rural Water?
I guess I can. Jake's not on. I'm Dan of Bartlett and West. Just like to thank the board for their consideration. It's an important project to get some additional pressure and capacity to the northern side of their system. So I appreciate your consideration.
Very good. Thank you for being here. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Bernhardt.
Second, Jennings.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Our next request is from Fall River Water User District. Water Users District. On June 23rd, 2022, they were awarded a $2,915,450 drinking water SRF loan and a $7,091,550 ARPA grant. This project was to install a submersible pump and finish piping at the existing Fairburn well, construct a pump station and wellhouse, a 150,000-gallon storage tank reservoir at the well site, 150,000-gallon storage reservoir along the new pipeline route, and 20 miles of new pipeline to connect the Fort Fairburn well to the existing distribution system. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $1,400,007.62 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $8,491,557.62. Would note that cents is to fully allocate due to some cents deobligations. So if there's anybody from the Fall River Water User Districts available, now is your opportunity to address the board.
Thank you, Andy. This is Jeff Davidson, Vice Chair with Fall River Water Users District. I'm here with our Operations Manager, Keith Negebauer. First and foremost, we are very thankful and appreciate the Board of Water's Natural Resources consideration for the additional ARPA funding. Our current improvement project will allow our district to continue providing water to our current customers, as well as enable us to provide water to additional new users that are currently in need of a reliable source of water. In addition, we will be able to shore up our current shortcomings that we have within our current system. Once again, thank you very much for your consideration.
Thank you for being available today.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Motion, Jennings.
Second, Drews.
Second, Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Next request is from the Grant Roberts Rural Water System. On April 13, 2022, they were awarded a $4,360,400 drinking water SRF loan and a $2,433,600 ARPA grant. The project was to add transmission capacity so the system's two reservoirs can fill during high water use periods. Additional pipeline looping parallels were to be completed to distribute water to existing and new customers and improve the reliability of the water system. It also includes 24 miles of pipeline to allow the town of Corona to access the Grant Roberts Rural Water System. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $1,023,690 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $3,457,290. Do we have representatives from Grant Roberts who would like to address the board?
This is Matt Odekoven with DGR Engineering again. Just want to thank the board and Chairman Soholt and the staff for their recommendation. Again, this is an important project to Grant Roberts and accomplishes a lot for the communities and people in their service area. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for being here. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Lanning.
Second, Jennings.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Our next request is from Hanson Rural Water System. On April 13, 2022, they were awarded a $2,356,165 drinking water loan. And that was increased to $6,056,165 in January 2024. They were also awarded a $1,273,835 ARPA grant. Project was to install a water line to parallel and loop their existing mains and to upgrade to an automatic meter reading technology. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $548,388 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $1,822,223. And if we have representatives from Hanson Rural Water, now is your opportunity to address the board.
Yeah, Nathan Danner, Bartlett West again, on behalf of Hanson Rural Water System. Just want to thank you for your consideration. Project will improve water pressure capacity throughout the entire Hanson County and multiple different areas. So thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Bernhard.
Second, Jennings.
We have a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Next request is from Joint Wellfield. Joint Wellfield on April 13, 2022 was awarded a $6,592,000 drinking water SRF loan and a $2,868,000 ARPA grant. Joint Wellfield has submitted a request for additional project funding of $5,500,000 that will be presented later in the meeting. Joint Wellfield is a jointly owned and operated water source and treatment facility that serves both Brookings Dual Rural Water System and Kingbrook Rural Water System. The project is to construct a new gravity filtration water treatment plant that includes aeration, detention, filtration, transfer pumping, raw water supply wells, and generation equipment. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $1,440,459 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $4,308,459. Based on discussions with Joint Wellfield, the request for the additional $5,500,000 presented later will be reduced accordingly based on the board action on this award. I believe there are some representatives that can speak on behalf of Joint Wellfield available today.
Yeah, Heath Thompson, Kingbrook Rural Water, like to thank any of the staff and the board for consideration of this additional funding. It's extremely helpful. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
Motion, Jennings.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional comment or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Our next request is from Kingbrook Rural Water System. On April 13, 2022, they were awarded a $22,850,000 drinking water SRF loan and a $9,900,000 ARPA grant. This project was to upgrade the Badger Pump Station, DeSmet Water Treatment Plant, Chester Water Treatment Plant, Oakwood Pump Station, and Orland Pump Station. The project also involves construction of an elevated tank near Arlington and booster stump pump station near Bryant, as well as relocation and resizing of pipeline segments along Highway 25 north of DeSmet. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $4,972,298 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $14,872,298. We have representatives from Kingbrook available, I know.
Heath Thompson, Kingbrook Rural Water. Again, thank you to the staff. They've been great. A lot of stuff going on. It's been a pleasure to work with and very helpful. And thank you, board, for your consideration on the additional minutes. Thank you.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Bernhardt.
So moved, please. Lanning, second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next, we have two requests from Lead Deadwood Sanitary District. We'll do those both separately. The first one is for their drinking water system. June 23rd, 2022, they were awarded a $2,604,000 drinking water SRF loan and a $1,116,000 ARPA grant. Due to a reduction in the scope of the project, the ARPA grant was reduced in March 2024 to $686,340. This project was to now abandon the Hanna raw water transmission line and install approximately 700 feet of new 8-inch steel pipe. Both low and high pressure lines will also be rerouted to bypass the Englewood power generation facility, and a portable backup power generator will be purchased for use at multiple locations. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $339,623 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $1,025,963. Are there any representatives from Lead Deadwood Sanitary District available to speak to the board? It appears so.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Drews.
Second, Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Second request from Lead Deadwood Sanitary District. On June 23rd, 2022, again, they were awarded a $634,900 clean water SRF loan and a $272,100 ARPA grant. This project is to make improvements to the wastewater treatment plant that treats wastewater from the city's of Lead, Deadwood, and Central City, and other unincorporated areas. Improvements include replacement of 5 aeration blowers, installation of 4 bubble diffusers and aeration piping, and installation of a blower control system. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $136,662 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $408,762.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Drews.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Our next request is from the Lewis and Clark Regional Water System. On April 13, 2022, they were awarded $13,136,100 ARPA grant. In March 2023, an existing State Water Resources Management System loan, or SWARMS, was converted to a grant, and the ARPA grant was reduced to $7.3 million. As part of the board's originally approved award, this project was to construct 2 solids contact units, sludge thickener, 3 lime sludge drying beds, and a 3 million gallon clear well and high service pump station. These improvements are necessary to increase the treatment plant capacity from 45 million gallons per day to 60 million gallons per day. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $5 million in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $12,300,000. I believe we have representatives from Lewis and Clark available on the line.
Hi, Troy Larson with the Lewis and Clark Regional Water System. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, for your past support. We wouldn't be where we are today without your support, so thank you. Also want to thank Andy and the entire team at DANR. They have been fantastic to work with. As you know, this $5 million will go toward a second clear well at the water treatment plant, which is part of the expansion. So thank you for your consideration, and we really appreciate everything you've done to help us get it to work, get us to where we are today.
Troy, thank you for being available. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Bernhard.
Second, Drews.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Our next request is from Lincoln County Rural Water System, April 13, 2022. They were awarded a $2,653,700 drinking water loan and a $1,137,300 ARPA grant. Due to bids coming in lower than original estimates, that ARPA grant was reduced to $976,941. The project is to install transmission improvements to serve newly constructed residences without negatively impacting existing customers. Project will install approximately 16.5 miles of pipeline and will include looping of dead-end lines. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $571,211 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $1,458,152. Do we have representatives from Lincoln County Rural Water on the line that would like to address the board?
Good afternoon. This is Robin Dykstra, manager of Lincoln County Rural Water System. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the board for considering our request and the DANR staff for their support and recommendation. Thank you.
Thanks for being available. And you want to tell us where you got that big buck behind you?
It's East River.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Motion, Jennings.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional comment or question? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Our next request is from Mid-Dakota Rural Water System. On April 13, 2022, they were awarded a $29,467,750 drinking water SRF loan, a $2 million consolidated grant, and a $13,867,250 ARPA grant. This project was to update the existing system by installing an advanced metering system for water meters, paralleling a pipe, and the addition of a new backwash recovery system and additional membrane capacity to increase their treatment plant capacity. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $6,830,882 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $20,698,132. And we have representatives from Mid-Dakota available if you'd like to address the board.
Scott Gross, General Manager of Mid-Dakota. Thanks for the consideration. Like I said, when we took this job, we didn't know growth was going to be so hard, but growth is good. Thanks for the consideration.
Thanks for being here. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Drews.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
All right. Next request is from the Minnewashta Water Company on April 13, 2022. They were awarded a $6,448,598 ARPA grant. It's partial funding for a total $43.4 million project. This project was to install approximately 28 miles of 16-inch pipeline, 9.6 miles of 10-inch pipeline, a 1 million gallon water storage tank, and other necessary appurtenances. Pipeline along Highway 63 is currently undersized, causing pressure to fall below 20 PSI. This would will replace the undersized pipeline along Highway 63 and will serve as the main pipeline for the northern tier of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $6,545,503 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $12,994,101. Do we have any representatives from Miniwashta Water Company on the line that would like to address the board?
Yes, this is Jared Larson with Banner Associates. On behalf of Miniwashta, we'd like to thank the board and the staff for the opportunity and consideration of this funding.
Thank you for being available. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Motion, Jennings.
Motion, Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional comment or question? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right. Our next recommendation, or next request and recommendation, is for the Randall Community Water District. On June 23rd, 2022, they were awarded a $38,734,175 drinking water SRF loan, an $11,256,825 ARPA grant. On September 29th, 2022, an additional $45 million drinking water loan was awarded to provide the remaining funds needed for the full scope of this project. The project is to address increasing demand among existing users and also supply water to the city of Mitchell. The ARPA-funded project will consist of 38 miles of HDPE pipe from the storage facility near Platte to the existing tank near Stickney. Proposed improvements will provide enough capacity to the system to allow Mitchell to connect their redundant water line. Booster stations, storage facilities, and an upgrade to the Platte water treatment plant will be necessary to complete the proposed improvements. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $10 million in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $21,256,825. We have Rick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Greg Powell with Rose Engineering. With me today is General Manager Scott Pick. This is a $100 million project. Gets additional water to Aurora Rural Water, Davison Rural Water, and gets that redundant water supply up to Mitchell. We thank you for Andy's recommendation and your consideration.
Thank you for being here today. Appreciate it.
Yep.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Drews.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional comments or questions? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Our next request is from Rapid City. On April 13, 2022, they were awarded a $101,500,000 clean water SRF loan and a $43,500,000 ARPA grant. On March 28, 2024, an additional $35 million clean water SRF loan was awarded. This project is to build out the south plant with the addition of secondary clarifiers and hydraulic improvements, which will allow the south plant to assume all of the inflow while meeting permit limits. The project would also decommission their north plant. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $8 million in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $51,500,000. We have representatives from Rapid City here.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the board. I'm Eddie Lopez, Operations Manager and Engineer for Rapid City. I would like to thank the board for consideration and for the previous funding that we have received. It's a very important project for the city and the region. We look forward to completing this project in winter of 2020.
Thank you for being here today. It's appreciated. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Drews.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Is there an initial comment or question? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Next request is from Shared Resources. On April 13, 2022, they were awarded a $69,983,400 drinking water SRF loan and a $38,226,600 ARPA grant. Shared Resources is a joint effort between Minnehaha Community Water Corporation and the Big Sioux Community Water System. The project includes an 8 million gallon treatment plant, well field, distribution pipeline, and two storage tanks. Shared Resources will treat and deliver water to both of the member systems, which will then distribute water to their existing customer base. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $10 million in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $48,276,600. Do we have any representatives from Shared Resources available who would like to address the board?
Mr. Chairman, this is Scott Buss with Minnehaha Community Water. I'd like to thank the members of the board for consideration and also thank the DNR staff for all their hard work over the past couple of years.
Thank you for being available. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
Motion Jennings.
Second.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Next request is from the City of Sioux Falls. On November 4th, 2021, Sioux Falls was awarded a $123 million Clean Water SRF loan. May 17, 2022, board awarded a $41,900,000 ARPA grant. Sioux Falls has been provided two additional Clean Water SRF loans prior to this, totaling $60,125,000 for what is now over a $225 million total project. This project is to make substantial improvements throughout the city's wastewater reclamation facility to existing processes and equipment, and expand the plant capacity for growth to serve the region. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $8 million in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $49,900,000. I know we have representatives from Sioux Falls on the line. Now's your opportunity.
Yeah, thank you, Andy. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman Soholt and members of the board. Thank you, Andy, and the staff for the recommendation. This is Ryan Johnson with the City of Sioux Falls Public Works Department. Purpose of this project is to expand the city's regional wastewater plant by approximately 50%. And that would increase the capacity from 20 million gallons to 30 million gallons per day. Project is currently under construction. It's about 63% complete. Anticipated to be done in the fall of 2025. Certainly an important project for the City of Sioux Falls and its regional customers, and we are very thankful for your consideration for these additional funds. And I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
I'll ask a simple question right now. Have you been a little busy over the last 5-6 days?
We have been.
I thought so. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Lanning.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Just real briefly on that busy, Ryan was kind enough to take my call on Sunday to provide the department with an update on how Sioux Falls was doing, so he was busy on a levee, working on some wastewater issues. So the relationships we have with being able to contact these folks is really invaluable. So thanks, Ryan.
I know there were a lot of communities across South Dakota that were touched by the recent rainfall and flooding. I've lived in Sioux Falls for 20 years, and if you look down the bottom of the Cliff Avenue Hill, I've never seen the Big Sioux over Cliff Avenue before, and it was this time. It's the highest water I've ever seen in and around Sioux Falls. So these guys were more than busy over the last while, and that doesn't even talk about those cities and communities that were south and south of Sioux Falls. So thank you for all you're doing, bud. Appreciate it.
All right. Our next request is from the Sioux Rural Water System. On April 13, 2022, they were awarded a $3,202,650 drinking water SRF loan and a $1,778,350 ARPA grant. Due to bids coming in lower than the original estimates, the grant was reduced to $1,547,165. The project was to construct a new 300,000-gallon elevated tank in the southwest part of the system and two segments of pipeline to be installed to increase pressure and capacity. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $765,583 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $2,312,748. And we have representatives from Sioux in the room.
Yeah, Travis Stephenson, General Manager. Thank you to the staff. Thank you to the board. Our tower is up. So, again, thank you for your consideration.
Very good. Thanks for being here today. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
Motion, Jennings.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Our next request is from the South Lincoln Rural Water System. On April 13, 2022, they were awarded a $10,384,082 drinking water SRF loan and a $5,677,918 ARPA grant. September of 2022, an additional $11,502,000 drinking water loan was awarded. This project is to make system-wide improvements, including the installation of an elevated water tank, new pump station, and a new water treatment plant. Project addresses capacity issues in portions of the distribution system and increasing demands within the existing service area. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $2,444,355 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $8,122,273. And if there are any representatives from South Lincoln on the line, now's your opportunity to address the board.
Thank you. Chairman Soholt, members of the board, my name is John Stern, General Manager at South Lincoln Rural Water. Our treatment and storage projects are all under construction in varying stages of completion. Each project is important to our system's water quality and distribution. I want to thank the DANR staff for its recommendation and the board for its consideration of our request.
Thank you for being available. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Becker.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Our next request is from the Southern Black Hills Water System. On April 13, 2022, they were awarded a $540,000 drinking water SRF loan and a $3,060,000 ARPA grant. On March 28, 2024, an additional $1,584,000 drinking water loan and a $1,597,000 consolidated grant was awarded. This project was to extend the existing water system main from the two wells at the Paramount Point subdivision, approximately 5 miles northeast to the Spring Creek Acres subdivision to provide redundancy. The project will also construct a new well, booster pump station, new storage reservoir, chlorination and SCADA systems, and install some pressure-reducing valve stations. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $542,432 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $3,602,432. I know there are representatives from Southern Black Hills on the line if you'd like to speak to the board. Ted and Don, are you on mute? I can see them. I will say I did speak to Don Peterson, their general manager, just the other day, and he was very thankful for the board's consideration of these additional ARPA funds and what that does to help the system. So sorry you guys couldn't speak, but hopefully I conveyed a message for you.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Motion, Jennings.
Second, Drews.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
All right. Our next request is from TM Rural Water District. On April 13, 2022, they were awarded a $5,913,600 drinking water SRF loan and a $2,534,400 ARPA grant. Project was to install 4 miles of parallel 12-inch water main to address low water pressure situations during high demand periods. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $1,271,908 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $3,807,308. If there are representatives from TM on the line, now is your opportunity to address the board.
Good afternoon. This is Colin Colas from Banner Associates. And on behalf of TM Rural Water District, I'd like to thank both the staff and the board for consideration of this additional funding. Thank you.
Thanks for being available. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved. Lanning.
Second, Jennings. Second, Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Our next request is from the Tripp County Water User District. On April 13, 2022, they were awarded a $9,250,000 drinking water SRF loan and a $4,050,000 ARPA grant. On January 5, 2023, an additional $9.5 million drinking water loan was awarded. Project was to replace 2 storage tanks that are currently beyond their service life, to parallel and loop water lines to increase water pressure within the system, and to develop a new well field to address water supply issues. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $2,034,121 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $6,084,121. I know we have representatives in the room.
Good afternoon, Chairman Soholt and board and Andy and Tina. Thank you very much. Thanks to the Danner staff for all their support, and thank you for the board for the previous support and funding. We appreciate your consideration for the funding for the additional funds for our project. Thank you.
Thank you for being here today. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Bernhard.
Second, Dennis.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Just for the record, for Brenda, that's Lisa Steele, Tripp County General Manager. Don't want to miss that, Lisa.
I've said you down as a question mark.
You know, when we ask you for comments and questions, I would just love to plant some questions sometime that could just really confuse people. But so far I haven't done that.
Our next request is from Webb Water Development Association. September 29, 2022, they were awarded a $39,650,000 drinking water SRF loan. On June 2023, were awarded a $14,623,380 ARPA grant. This project has also received $10 million in state water resources management system grant funds. Funding is part of a much larger project to increase water capacity for Webb and to provide bulk water connections for Aberdeen and BDM Rural Water. The project is known as the Water Investment in Northern South Dakota, or WINS project, undertaken by all three entities, with Webb acting as the lead contracting entity at this time. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $10,500,000 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $25,223,380. If there are any representatives from Webb on the line, now is your opportunity to address the board.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thank you, Andy and staff, Chairman Soholt, members of the board. My name is Shane Phillips, General Manager of Webb Water. On behalf of the WINS project, which, like Andy said, is a collaborative effort between the City of Aberdeen, BDM, Rural Water, and Webb Water Development, we'd just like to say thank you for your consideration
your continued support for the WINS project and many, many other important projects statewide. If approved, this additional funding would be applied to the next phases in the WINS project. It'll help bring additional Missouri River water to the entire northeast region of South Dakota. It's an extremely important project to the entire region. Appreciate your consideration and your support. And I would be happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Thank you for being available. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Bernhard.
Second, Jennings.
Second, Lance.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions?
I'll make one comment. It was 40 years ago that I did the first financing and worked with Webb. So you guys have been in existence a long time. You were one of the first ones. And anyway, it was a great experience. It's been a great 40 years since.
Congratulations. Yeah, correct. Yeah, no, appreciate that. Yeah.
Very good. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Our next request is from Western Dakota Regional Water System. On April 13, 2022, they were awarded an $8 million ARPA grant. They have also received $2 million in State Water Resources Management System grant funds, or SWARMS funds. Funding is for a feasibility study to explore the use of Missouri River water to supply a large portion of western South Dakota. With bulk water transmission that conveys Missouri River water to various communities, tribes, and water systems. Current funding is to hire an engineering firm to complete the facilities plan and preliminary design for the project. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $2,165,000 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $10,165,000. We have representatives from Western Dakota in the room.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you to the department and to the board for considering our request. It really assists us in finishing a feasibility study to bring Missouri River water to western South Dakota. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Mm-hmm. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved. Drews.
Second.
Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Any comments or questions? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Our last request is from the West River Lyman Jones Rural Water System. On April 13, 2022, they were awarded a $2,800,000 drinking water SRF loan and a $1,200,000 ARPA grant. The project was to install 2,000 feet of 8-inch line, 21,600 feet of 6-inch line, and 32,400 feet of 4-inch line, serving areas in Millette, Hawken, and Lyman counties. A new 300,000-gallon ground storage tank and necessary controls would also be installed in Pennington County. Staff recommendation is to award an additional $602,702 in ARPA grant funds, bringing the total ARPA grant to $1,802,702. And do we have any representatives from West River Lyman Jones available?
Thank you, Andy. Good afternoon, board members and staff. I'm Jake Fitzgerald, manager of West River Lyman Jones Rural Water. Very much appreciate the assistance for our pipeline and storage improvement projects. I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have. Thank you.
Thank you for being available. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Drews.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Andy, I think we should take a break. 10 minutes?
Certainly.
Is this an okay time?
Yep.
All right, we'll do a 10-minute break here and then... Okay, I think we'll reconvene. Moving on with item number 8 on the agenda. Andy, drinking water facilities funding applications.
All right, we'll start right in with these since we already did the available funds. Our first application is from Mid-Dakota Rural Water System. They're proposing improvements to their system to enable them to provide water service to Wessington Springs. Westington Springs' current water source has manganese and E. coli levels above limits. The current treatment plant adequately treats for these contaminants. However, the treatment plant is in need of complete replacement or a new water source. It's been determined that the most cost-effective and best long-term solution for the city's water needs is a bulk connection to Mid-Dakota Rural Water. The project will make necessary improvements and upgrades within Mid-Dakota's system to provide bulk water for Westington Springs and assure continued service levels to its existing users. Total project amount is $14,730,000. That is the amount that has been requested. The manganese levels in Westington Springs' current water source are above EPA's health action level. While not a primary drinking water standard, it is considered an emerging contaminant by EPA. This designation allows the use of drinking water SRF, bipartisan infrastructure law, or BIL, emerging contaminants funds for this project. These are required to be provided at 100% principal forgiveness when utilized. The other requirement of these funds is that the funding must be provided to for the benefit of a small or disadvantaged community. Westington Springs qualifies as both, and so while funding is being provided to Mid-Dakota Rural Water System, the project is eligible for these funds. DNR staff has discussed this with EPA to assure allowability as well. Staff recommendation is to award a $14,730,000 drinking water SRF loan with 100% principal forgiveness. They pledged a system revenue for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $83.55 for 7,000 gallons for Mid-Dakota users. However, their users would not be impacted due to the 100% principal forgiveness funding. Westington Springs users will see some additional costs associated with the connection to Mid-Dakota. I'll discuss this a little more in our next application, which is from Westington Springs. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a resolution approving the form of the loan agreement, promissory note, and the pledge of revenues for a payment of the loan, contingent upon the borrower approving a security agreement and mortgage, and contingent upon the receipt of the 2023 and 2024 Drinking Water SRF BIL Emerging Contaminants Grants from EPA. We have representatives from Mid-Dakota, if you'd like to address the board.
Yes, Scott Gross, Mid-Dakota General Manager. Don't have a lot to say after our recommendation of 100% principal forgiveness. We would really like to help Westman Springs out.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved,
Drews.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Our next application is from Westington Springs. They again are proposing some improvements within their portion of their water system to enable them to receive water from Mid-Dakota. Again, they have their issues with manganese and E. coli limits and the need for the treatment plant to be completely replaced. And this connection with Mid-Dakota is by far the most cost-effective option for the city. Total project amount is $1,663,930. They requested $1,660,000. The remaining just under $4,000 would be from local funds. This project is related to the Mid-Dakota project to bring bulk water and assure manganese is not present. However, staff is proposing to fund this project through our regular drinking water SRF program funding. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,660,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.25% for 30 years. They've pledged a project surcharge for a payment. Current rates in Westington Springs are $55.40 for 5,000 gallons usage. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $17.35 is needed for the loan. Staff has reviewed the city's existing rates and structure and their anticipated costs from transitioning to bulk water from Mid-Dakota. Our analysis indicates that for a 5,000-gallon user, the rate anticipated would total approximately $70 for 5,000 gallons, which is consistent with other recent funding awards. Would note the total subsidy provided for costs directly attributable to Westington Springs between these last two recommendations is 85.7%. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. Do we have any representatives from Bessington Springs who would like to address the board?
Yes, this is Linda Wilman. I'm the finance officer for the city of Bessington Springs. On behalf of the city of Bessington Springs, I would like to thank the DNR staff and board for your consideration and support for our water supply for our city of Bessington Springs. Thank you.
Thank you for being available. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Bernhard.
Second, Drews.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions?
Mr. Chair, I think Bessington Springs, I was just reading, 100 years ago, they got devastated two tornadoes. It seems like every few years, Bessington Springs gets hit with some kind of catastrophe. If anybody deserves this, they do.
Very good. Thank you. Any other questions or comments? All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Our next application is from Miller. They're requesting additional funding for their Phase 4 water project. They're proposing to complete several water projects, including abandoning wells, replacing and looping water main, and making improvements to the existing ground storage tank. Total project amount is $5,634,263. Current amount requested is $1.1 million. The remaining project funds include $226,842 of local cash, that same amount from their local ARPA contribution, $1,460,755 drinking water SRF loan, and a $2,619,824 state ARPA grant. Staff recommendation is to award a $1.1 million drinking water SRF loan at 3.25% for 30 years, with 65.5% as principal forgiveness, not to exceed $720,000. They pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $65.79 for 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $2.20 is needed for the loan. In reviewing the city's financial information, it appears a rate increase is necessary to fully fund existing operational costs, with rates of approximately $72.80. When combined with the surcharge for the loan, total rates are anticipated at $75. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent on receipt of the 2024 Drinking Water SRF Capitalization Grant. Do we have representatives from Miller on the line who would like to address the board?
Yes, this is Cindy Duder, Finance Officer for City of Miller, and I have with me Terry Manning, the Water Superintendent, and Alderman Price. We'd like to thank the staff for their hard work and their recommendation, and the board for considering.
Thank you for being available. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Motion, Jennings.
Hello, Planning.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Our next request
Thank you.
Our next request is from Meadowcrest Sanitary District. Meadowcrest Sanitary District is proposing to drill a new well, construct a new well house, and connect the existing water system. The well will provide for system redundancy and allow for future growth of currently undeveloped lots to be served. Total project amount is $818,000, and that is the amount that they have requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $650,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years, and to award a consolidated grant at 20.6%, not to exceed $168,000. They pledged a special assessment for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $101.50 for 5,000 gallons. This includes the cost for an in-home water softener that is required to meet their treatment needs. Staff analysis indicates a yearly assessment for each lot of $996 per year, or $83 per month, is necessary to provide the required debt coverage. District has already begun steps to implement this assessment. While they will have high total water rates, there is a cost to living in a small development, lacking these economies of scale. This project also does have some potential for future growth that may result in some reduction in cost once all users are connected and using the water. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. We would include a special loan condition that the borrower shall provide documentation annually to the Conservancy District regarding the amount being levied for the drinking water SRF loan prior to filing with the Lawrence County Auditor. And the grant will include a special condition that grant funds for reimbursement of project costs must be drawn concurrently with the drinking water SRF loan funds. Do we have any representatives from Meadowcrest Sanitary District who would like to address the board?
Yes, my name is John Keene. I'm president of the Sanitary District Board, and on behalf of Meadowcrest and all its members, Mr. Chairman and board members, thank you very much for considering our application, and Andy and your staff for doing a tremendous job assisting us. Thank you.
Thank you for being available today. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved. Lanning.
Second, Jennings.
Second, Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comments or question?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
So, Mr. Keene, you're not serviced at all by the Lee Deadwood Sanitary District?
No, sir, we're not.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comment or question? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Our next application is from Deadwood. They are proposing improvements to their water system to provide redundancy and address some known issues. Dedicated 12-inch water line is proposed from Highway 85 to the maintenance shop. A booster station would also be built to serve existing lines and potentially create a new pressure zone. Total project amount is $2,897,000. That is the amount that has been requested. Deadwood, based on the community's median household income level, would qualify for disadvantaged interest rate consideration. However, their anticipated user rates, including this project funding, will be less than the $45 per 5,000 gallon minimum in administrative rules. Staff informed Deadwood of the need to either raise rates to the minimum level or receive a higher interest rate. The city informed DANR they would prefer the higher interest rate and allow user rates to remain lower. Staff recommendation is to award a $2,897,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years. They pledge system revenue. Current rates are $38.90 for 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates current revenues need to be increased approximately $45,000 annually to provide the required debt coverage, and this would result in a roughly $3 increase for a 5,000 gallon user, bringing total rates to $41.90 for 5,000 gallons. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing rates at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. Do we have representatives from Deadwood who would like to address the board?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and the board. Thank you for your consideration. Lorne Stalder, Public Works Director, first-time applicants. We believe we're somewhat unique in the fact that we have a city of 1,142 residents and 4 million visitors a year to our infrastructure. This particular request is Deadwood's divided into 8 zones, and 5 of the 8 zones don't have redundancy. So we are not able to get water back to a resident if we have a failure in our water system. We haven't had any additional funding from the state so far as gaming since 1995. So we do appreciate your consideration in our application. And we made that commitment back in the 90s that we wouldn't impact our residents by the effects of gaming on our infrastructure. So we're going to leave our rates lower than the required minimum. Thank you again for your consideration.
Thank you for being available and for that explanation. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
Motion, Jennings.
Second, Drews.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Our next application is from Grant Roberts Rural Water System. They are proposing a system improvements project that consists of three main components. The first is improving capacity into the Hilltop Reservoir. Second component is consolidating Marvin's water system. The third is building an emergency connection between Grant Roberts and the city of Milbank to provide source redundancy. Total project amount is $2,549,000. That is the amount that has been requested. One aspect of this project is to provide funding for the town of Marvin, which currently has its own water system. Marvin's water system and source are in need of repair, and this would allow the town to no longer operate a water system. Inclusion in this project would allow Grant Roberts to provide individual service to those customers to provide safe and quality drinking water. The estimated cost for the portion of the project, that portion of the project is approximately $619,000 when including engineering. Marvin is considered a disadvantaged community and eligible to be provided principal forgiveness from funds reserved for disadvantaged communities. Staff recommendation is to award a $2,549,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years, with 24.3% as principal forgiveness, not to exceed $619,000. Again, the principal forgiveness being provided is to fully cover the project cost for the town of Marvin related construction. With this funding, DANR staff would recommend those users not be charged any additional debt surcharge and instead pay normal Grant Roberts Rural Water System customer rates. They've pledged system revenue for a payment. Current rates are $62.10 for 7,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates that revenues need to be raised approximately $119,000 annually to provide the 110% debt coverage. We estimate this will increase user rates approximately $5.85 for a 7,000 gallon user and bring total rates to $67.95 for 7,000 gallons. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a resolution approving the form of the loan agreement, promissory note, and the pledge of revenues for repayment of the loan, contingent upon the borrower approving a security agreement and mortgage, contingent upon the borrower establishing rates at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent on receipt of the 2024 Drinking Water SRF Capitalization Grant. Do we have any representatives from Grant Roberts on the line that would like to address the board?
This is Matt Oedekoven with DGR Engineering on behalf of Grant Roberts, the town of Marvin, and Milbank, and the members of Grant Roberts. Thank you for your consideration. Thank you for the staff recommendation, Andy, and all the hard work that you do.
Thank you. You're a busy guy today. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
Thank you.
So moved. Lanning.
Second, Drews.
We have a
second,
motion.
Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Next application is from Joint Wellfield. They're seeking additional funding for construction of their new water treatment plant. It's due to higher than expected project costs, and the treatment plant includes new pump building, high service pumps, process piping, demolishing existing backwash ponds, and building new ones, a new 1.2 million gallon ground storage reservoir, and pump room and controls. Joint Wellfield, again, is a jointly operated and own system for water source and treatment facility that serves both Brookings Dual Rural Water System and Kingbrook Rural Water System. Total project amount is $15,060,000. They're currently requesting $5,500,000. Prior funding includes $6,592,000 of drinking water SRF loan. At the time, $2,868,000 state ARPA award, and $100,000 in local cash. As I mentioned earlier in our meeting, they were awarded an additional $1,440,459 of ARPA grant funds. And again, in discussions with Joint Wellfield in advance of the meeting, they indicated the preference that the funds requested with this application to be reduced by the amount provided of additional ARPA funds. Staff recommendation is to award a $4,059,541 drinking water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years. They pledge system revenues. Rate structure is a little unique for Joint Wellfield since they serve large customers. They charge $1.25 per 1,000 gallons for their bulk usage. Our analysis indicates that overall revenues need to be raised approximately $555,000 annually to provide the 110% debt coverage. We estimate this will increase the per 1,000 bulk rate by approximately 26% per 1,000 gallons. Would note this estimate is based on a 40% increase in usage from the expanded plant capacity, so increased usage driving some of that cost. For 7,000 gallons of usage, this would increase total rates for Brookings Dual and Kingbrook Rural Water Systems approximately $1.82 per month and bring total rates to $72.47 and $82.97 respectively. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a resolution approving the form of the loan agreement, the promissory note, and the pledge of revenues for a payment of the loan, contingent upon the borrower approving a security agreement and mortgage, contingent upon the borrower establishing rates at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent upon an intercreditor agreement being approved and executed by CoBank, Citizens Bank, Joint Wellfield, and the district. I believe we may get to see Matt from DGR back again.
I hope you're not tired of me yet, but again, on behalf of Kingbrook and Brookings Dual, the Joint Wellfield Board, we appreciate the consideration. This was an unfortunate situation where costs came in higher than we had anticipated, and this provides the necessary funding that we need to complete the project.
Thank you. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
Thank you.
Motion, Jennings.
Good move, planning.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional comments or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
All right. Our next request is from Chamberlain. They're seeking additional funding for proposed upgrades to its water system, including water line replacement on Mott Street, looping on Byron Boulevard, and improvements to its water treatment plant. Total project amount is $1,350,000. They're requesting $500,000 currently. Previously provided $50,000 from their local ARPA funds, a $271,000 state ARPA grant, and a $529,000 drinking water SRF loan. Chamberlain, based on the community's MHI level, would qualify for disadvantaged interest rate consideration. However, their user rates will be well below the $45 per 5,000 gallon minimum in administrative rules, even considering this funding recommendation. And so the recommendation will be based on the non-disadvantaged rate. Staff recommendation is to award a $500,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years. They pledge sales tax revenue. Of note, their drinking water rates are currently $36.20 per 5,000 gallons. However, related to the sales tax revenue pledge, staff analysis indicates that revenue will provide over 7,000% debt coverage, so they're good. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. If there are representatives from Chamberlain, now would be your opportunity to speak to the board.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Bernhardt.
Second, Jennings.
Second, Planning.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Our next application is from the Valley Heights Estates Sanitary District. They are proposing to purchase the existing water distribution system from their current private owner After the acquisition of the system, the district needs to make improvements to the existing distribution system and work with the city of Box Elder for upgrades to pumps and pipes to provide needed water pressure and flows. Box Elder currently provides water to the district's residents. Total project amount is $339,000, and that is the amount that's been requested. In March, DNR staff presented this application to the board with a deferral recommendation to allow more time for the district to discuss with the current system owner. Valley Heights Estates has been working for several years with the current private owner to take ownership of the system and make needed improvements as the district. Unfortunately, these discussions have not yet resulted in a purchase agreement. The private owner has provided a cost for the acquisition, but neither Valley Heights Estates or DNR staff believe the amount is reasonable for the condition of the system and what it is worth. The existing system needs significant improvements, which the current owner has not been interested in undertaking to assure water is available for residents. DNR wants to assure that Valley Heights Estates users are not subject to burdensome rates beyond what is typical for a system similar to this as well. Since March, Valley Heights Estates has had some discussion with the current owner and their legal counsel, with the appraisal for the current system being shared. It's DNR's opinion, and the Valley Heights Estates Sanitary District's as well, that the appraisal does not accurately represent the valuation of a water system, specifically with the known issues of the current system needing to be repaired once purchased. DNR has continued discussions with the district and the city of Box Elder on ways to move forward with the needed improvements and assure water service to its residents. Additional discussion and revised funding application will be necessary to allow this to occur. DNR believes that if a reasonable system purchase price from the current owner can be agreed upon, the district, working with the city of Box Elder, can take steps to make the necessary improvements and assure safe, affordable drinking water for residents. If the owner will not agree to a reasonable price, discussions have been held with the city of Box Elder that the city is willing to construct a new system that will abandon the existing private system and provide no funds to the current owner. The existing storage tank serving the district is located on city property, and if the existing system is not purchased, the city will require the tank to be removed at the current owner's cost. At this time, staff recommendation is for no funding, as we don't have a viable project in front of us currently. I would remind the board that with prior deferral, administrative rules do require the board to take action within 120 days from the presentation of an application for a final funding recommendation. Do we have any representatives from Valley Heights Sanitary Estate Sanitary District on the line? Jay, were you able to make it? Guess not. Try and answer questions if the board has any at this time.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation with no funding at this time?
Motion, Jennings.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any other comments or questions?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
So, Andy, what does this mean if we...
It means they're going to have to come back. I mean,
okay,
it really...
So the process would have to start over, or is this... Late?
Basically, and part of the reason the process would have to start over is the funding application presented to you today includes some dollars in the $300,000 to $500,000 range, I think, at most, for purchase of the system, and then the upgrades that need to be made. If we can't get to a more reasonable project or purchase price in that range that people feel is reasonable for the system, then it's not really reasonable to pay. The current owner's request is $2.8 million plus for the system, with the additional roughly $3 million of repairs being needed. It becomes more economical to just build a brand new system and know for sure that everything is in perfect shape and not have any ownership issues or disputes at that point. So still think the better and slightly lower cost outcome would be purchase of the system for a reasonable price, but we've got to get the current owners to agree to that.
Thank you.
We have a
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Andy, do you think that
the subsequent application will come from Box Elder then, or?
Correct.
Okay.
So one part of this is Box Elder then taking direct ownership, being able to serve the system. They already perform operation and maintenance for the current system, and Valley Heights Estates Sanitary District Board really has no desire to own and operate a water system. They know that's not what they want to do, but they're kind of left right now trying to move forward with something. So yes, Box Elder is the likely applicant for the funds.
Okay.
Any other comment or question? All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Our next application is from West River Lyman Jones Rural Water System. They're proposing to construct 26 miles of parallel and increased size pipeline in various locations throughout their system to meet user demands and increase pressures in the system. They also install a total of 600,000 gallons of additional storage capacity in the Elbin service area. Total project amount is $14,500,000. That is the amount that's been requested. Based on their MHI level, they would qualify for disadvantaged interest rate consideration. However, their anticipated user rates, including this project funding, will be less than $70 per 7,000 gallon minimum in administrative rules. Staff informed the system of the need to either raise rates to the minimum level or receive a higher interest rate. West River Lyman Jones would prefer the higher interest rate and allow user rates to remain lower. Staff recommendation is to award a $14,500,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years. They pledged a system revenue for a payment. Current rates are $58.20 for 7,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates that revenues need to be raised approximately $470,000 annually, which is about 10% to provide, or 12% to provide the 110% debt coverage. We estimate this will increase user rates approximately $6.95 for a 7,000 gallon user and would bring rates to $65.15 for 7,000 gallons. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a resolution approving the form of the loan agreement, the promissory note, and the pledge of revenues for a payment of the loan, contingent upon the borrower approving a security agreement and mortgage, and contingent upon the borrower establishing rates at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. If there are representatives from West River Lyman Jones, now would be your opportunity to address the board.
Thanks, Andy. This is Jake again with West River Lyman Jones. Appreciate the board's consideration. Again, be happy to answer any questions you might have. Thanks.
Thanks for being available. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Motion, Jennings.
Second, Grews.
We have a motion and a second. Any comments or questions? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
All right. Our next application is from Northville. They're currently constructing a 40,000 gallon storage tank, and funding was awarded in May 2022 for this initially. Due to increased costs, Northville is requesting additional funds to complete the project. Total project amount is currently $1,375,250. They've requested an additional $125,000. The original funding included $1,044,562 of state ARPA, $25,930 of local ARPA, and $179,758 drinking water loan. Staff recommendation is to award a $125,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years. They've pledged a project surcharge for a payment. Current rates are $58.87 for 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $8.50 is needed for the loan, bringing total rates to approximately $67.40. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. Do we have any representatives from Northville on the line that would like to address the board? Looks like somebody.
Brandon, are you on mute? We can't hear you.
motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Becker.
Second, planning.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Sorry about that, Northville. Our next application, actually last application for drinking water recommendations, is from Madison. They are proposing to replace outdated and inadequate water infrastructure throughout the 7-block corridor on Egan Avenue, bring the distribution system up to current design standards. We'll, in the next group of applications, be presenting a wastewater application as well. Total project amount is $2,645,916. That is the amount that has been requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $2,645,916 drinking water SRF loan at 3.5% for 30 years. They've pledged a project surcharge for repayment. Current rates are $43.70 for 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $4 is needed for the loan, bringing total rates to approximately $47.70. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent upon the borrower establishing rates at a minimum of $45 per user for 5,000 gallons to receive the disadvantaged rate. If there are representatives from Madison on the line, now's your opportunity to address the board.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Bernhardt.
Second, Jennings.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Item number 9, sanitary storm sewer facilities funding applications. Tina.
All right. Chairman Soholt and members of the board, our first sanitary sewers facilities application is from Powderhouse Pass Community Improvement District. Powderhouse Pass Community Improvement District is requesting additional funding for its water resource recovery facility expansion and lift station project. This project received funding in April 2022. The additional funding is due to the costs for the original project coming in over budget and the addition of the Outlaw Pass lift station project. Powderhouse Pass Community Improvement District is expanding its wastewater treatment facility unit processes to accommodate peak flow demand. The original plan includes a mirrored moving bed bioreactor, MBBR system, which will mimic the original phase system, upgrading screening, flow and low capacity of the secondary treatment system, alternating the effluent flow measurement device, and installing a new lift station and conveyance piping to pump flow from phase 3 of the development to the existing Outlaw Pass lift station. This funding request also adds improvements to the Outlaw lift station so that it can accommodate increased pumping capacity from the new phase 3 lift station. Total project amount is $9,576,000. The amount requested is $2,075,000. Previous funding that was awarded was $337,500 as a state ARPA grant and $7,163,500 as a clean water SRF loan. Staff recommendation is to award a $2,075,000 clean water SRF loan at 3.75% interest for 30 years. The district, or Community Improvement District, has pledged a special assessment for repayment of the loan. Current rates for users are $68.50 for 7,000 gallons usage. Since the security pledge is a special assessment, all platted lots will be paid towards the special assessment. Powder House Pass has 386 platted lots. Staff analysis indicates an annual assessment amount of $128,075 per year, which equates to $27.65 assessment per platted lot per month, or $331.80 per platted lot per year. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. The loan will also have a special condition that the borrower must provide documentation annually to the Conservancy District regarding the amount being levied for the state revolving fund loan prior to filing it with the Lawrence County Auditor. If there's anyone from Powder House Pass on the line, now's your time to address the board.
Good afternoon, all. Yes, Mike Stahl here out of Powder House Pass and with staff members. And we would like to thank the board. We'd like to thank Tina. We'd like to thank Andy and everybody else at the DANR for working with us on this. I would entertain any questions at this time. Thank you.
Thanks for being available. We'll go through the first process and then come back to you with questions. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Lanning.
Second, Drews.
We have a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you for being available today.
Thank you.
All right. Up next, we have the City of Sioux Falls. The City of Sioux Falls is requesting funding for Phase 2B and 2C of the Basin 15 project. Basin 15 is located northwest of the current city limits. This area is near 12th Street, which is also South Dakota Highway 42, and Ellis Road. The full Basin 15 project will be constructed in phases and will open over 1,200 acres of land for future development. Phase 1 is underway to install a pipe and infrastructure from the existing collection system to the west 2 miles. Phases 2A and 2B will connect to the stopping point of Phase 1 and extend infrastructure to the south of 12th Street for roughly 1 mile. Funding for the Section 2A project was awarded back in March 2024. This last phase, 2C, will consist of an equalization basin, an expanded lift and pump station, and gravity sewer and force main pipe installation. The total project amount is $25,103,000. The amount requested is $11 million. Other funding provided for this project is a $14,103,000 funding package from the South Dakota Housing Infrastructure Financing Program. Staff recommendation is to award an $11 million clean water SRF loan at 3.5% interest for 20 years. The city has secured a revenue bond for repayment of the loan. Current rates for the City of Sioux Falls is $43.55 per month. Staff analysis indicates that with anticipated revenues, this will provide 113% coverage. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. If anyone from the City of Sioux Falls is on the line, now is your opportunity to address the board.
Motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Bernhardt.
Second, Jennings.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, up next we have Madison. The City of Madison is requesting funding for its reconstruction of Egan Avenue between 2nd Street and 9th Street. The existing sewer main is more than 80 years old and is at the end of its service life. The existing manholes are also of outdated quality, and there are infiltration concerns. The project will replace the current infrastructure and bring the collection system up to current design standards and service requirements of the city. The total project amount is $2,695,547, which is the amount requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $2,695,547 clean water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years. The city has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $49.30 for 5,000 gallons usage. Financial analysis indicates that a surcharge of $4.30 is needed for the recommended loan, bringing overall user rates to $53.60 for 5,000 gallons usage. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. If anyone from Madison is on the line, now's your time to address the board.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendations.
Motion, Jennings.
So moved, Lamb.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional comment or question?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Just a clarification from Tina. Our paperwork says $2,692,517, and you were reporting $695,000. It's a difference of
$3,000. Likely I put a typo in using my 10 keypad, but maybe he has a word back.
Two.
Give me a second. Well, he's checking on that. I've got a question. When it talks about a service population, is that the total population, men, women, children, or is it adult in the community, or what is considered to be in the service population?
Their census population.
Yeah.
Okay. So men, women, children.
Funding application, 692547, and what did we have up on the board?
I had 695.
You said 695.
Yes, I said.
The actual recommendation is 2,692,547, which we rounded the 81 cents downwards.
Yes, so I took my notes up wrong with my lovely Tinky pad.
Apparently, we missed it. Before she said it right in there. So, sorry about that.
Yep.
Not a problem. So we're back to correct on our paperwork and our conversation.
The board packet and the resolutions are correct. My presentation, my okay. Statement was incorrect. It is.
Okay, well, you have to buy pizza later. Okay, we have a motion and a second, so we're just all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
All right. Next up is the City of Britton. The city is requesting additional funding for its wastewater lift station and sewer improvements project. This project was originally funded in April 2022. The additional funding is due to high bids. The city is planning on completing three different phases of their wastewater system, but due to the higher costs, the city chose two parts of the project that are essential for the system upgrade: improvement at their main lift station and sanitary sewer reconstruction project. Costs are still above what was initially requested, even after cutting the scope of the project. The total project amount is $2,264,000. The amount requested is $733,000. Previous funding was $114,170 local ARPA grant, a $504,968 state ARPA grant, and $911,862 clean water SRF loan. Staff recommendation is to award a $733,000 clean water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years. The city has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $54.76 for 5,000 gallons usage. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $5.55 is needed for the recommended loan, bringing overall rates to $60.35 for 5,000 gallons usage. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and also contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. If there's any representatives from the City of Britton, now's your opportunity to address the board.
This is Michael Redenbaugh with ISG, Britton City Engineer. I appreciate the board for their consideration of the additional funding for the project, as well as the department's recommendation of award.
Thank you for being available. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Drews.
Second, Bernhardt.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Up next is Weston Heights Sanitary District. Weston Heights Sanitary District is requesting funding to upgrade its sewer collection system. This will be done in conjunction with the Weston Heights Homeowners Association drinking water project to ensure cost effectiveness and to eliminate the need to reconstruct a road twice. The project includes the replacement of 1,450 feet of sanitary sewer main with 8-inch PVC, 6 new manholes, and 550 feet of 4-inch PVC service lines on Rosalie Lane. The project also includes the replacement of sanitary sewer on Krista and Susan Streets. The system is experiencing low slope pipe sags, rock bulges caused by inadequate pipe bedding, leakage, root intrusion, and cracking in some locations. The total project amount is $1,168,372. The amount requested is $1,111,000. Other funding provided is a $57,372 worth of local cash. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,111,000 clean water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years. The sanitary district has pledged a revenue bond for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $45 a month flat rate. Staff analysis indicates that an annual revenue of $68,500 is needed for the recommended loan. This equates to approximately $30 a month per user, bringing overall rates to $75 a month. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, contingent upon the borrower establishing rates at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a separate fund to only track sewage and wastewater income and expenses. Just a note on that, their monthly rates that include the sewer also includes their garbage and some other sanitary district infrastructure rates, so that we are requiring them to separate out their funds. If there's anyone from Weston Heights Sanitary District on the line, now's your opportunity to address the board.
Thank you. This is Jay Evanson, one of the board members here on the Sanitation District. We want to thank you for reviewing our application and all the work that you folks have done in helping us as we've gone through this process. We're just a small organization, and all the help that the state people have done for us, we greatly appreciate.
Thank you for being available today. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Motion, Jennings.
So moved.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
All right. The final application for this item is the City of Ipswich. Ipswich is requesting additional funding for its storm sewer system project. This project received funding in June 2022. Additional funding is needed due to high bids. This funding application is for phase two of a five-phase project. This phase of the project includes storm sewer storm drainage system to the southwest part of town, including a trunk sewer trunk line storm sewer piping, lateral storm sewer piping, and asphalt surfacing and curb and gutter. The total project amount is $2,974,582. The amount requested is $390,100. Previous funding includes a $1,770,370 state ARPA grant and an $814,112 clean water SRF loan. Staff recommendation is to award a $390,000 clean water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years with principal forgiveness not 25.7%, not to exceed $100,000. The city has pledged a project security for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $55.05 for 5,000 gallons usage. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $3.55 is needed for the recommended loan. In reviewing the city's financial information, it appears a rate increase is necessary to fully fund existing operational costs with rates of approximately $69.05. With the $3.55 surcharge, total rates of $72.60 are anticipated. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. Contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. And contingent upon the receipt of the 2024 Clean Water State Revolving Fund Capitalization Grant from EPA. If there is anyone from Ipswich on the line, now is your opportunity to address the board.
This is Amanda with the City of Ipswich, and I would just like to thank you guys for the consideration today.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So move, Bernhard.
Second, Jennings.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Very good. Thank you. Item number 10, small water facilities funding application. Tina, moving right along.
Yep. The town of Central City is requesting funding to address drainage issues in the western portion of the town. This project includes placement of a concrete pan across Golden Gate Street on the southwest portion of the bridge, as well as further study to assess low points and drainage paths to determine the best location and for placement of area inlets to collect stormwater and safely direct it towards Deadwood Creek. The total project amount is $182,000, which is the amount requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $182,000 consolidated water facilities construction program loan at 3.5% for 20 years. The town has pledged The town has pledged system revenues for repayment of the loan. The town itself does not currently have any wastewater or stormwater rates. However, all residents pay $24 a month as a wastewater fee to Lee Deadwood Sanitary District for wastewater fees. Staff analysis indicates that a rate of $19 a month is needed for the recommended load, bringing rates for users to $43 per month, including the wastewater rates to Lee Deadwood Sanitary District. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing rates at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. If anyone from Central City is on the line, now's your opportunity to address the board.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
I'll move. Drews.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Tina.
Chairman Solo, before Andy comes up, I'm going to give you guys a little update on our funding since we did all of our water, wastewater funding applications. We'll start with the American Rescue Plan Act, our ARPA grants. As you can see through the recommendations at today's board meeting, we have zeroed out all of our funding. So we have allocated all of our additional ARPA grants funding from the 2022 and 2024 appropriations. We do expect that we will likely have more deobligations and changes coming in the future that we'll have to address again. But right now we are at zero. Looking at the Consolidated Water Facilities Construction Program, we have about a little over $1 million remaining there. Again, we haven't done any recommendations for the drinking water or the clean water grants, as monies are very low. Under the drinking water SRF principal forgiveness, you can see where we are taking advantage. Oh, did you use the next slide? Sorry, you can see under the BIL supplemental PF for disadvantaged communities, we did provide some drinking water principal forgiveness this go around, and then the big BIL emerging contaminants principal forgiveness that is required to be allocated at 100% principal forgiveness. Then on to the clean water side of things. We did recommend $100,000 of clean water principal forgiveness this go around. Otherwise, everything remains the same. Yep. Now I'll turn it over to Andy.
All right, Andy. Solid Waste Management Program funding applications.
Thank you, Chairman Soholt. We'll start with a real brief recap of available funds on the Solid Waste Program. On the screen, on our available funds, just a little under $1.2 million in total available as we begin this round with two applications. Our first application is from the Southeastern Council of Governments, or CCOG. They're requesting funds to recapitalize their Southeastern Development Foundation Revolving Loan Fund program. The fund is used to originate loans for eligible purposes as defined under DANR's Solid Waste Management Program. For-profit businesses in Clay, Lincoln, McCook, Minnehaha, Turner, and Union counties. The project amount is $625,000. That is the amount they requested. Staff recommendation, or no, excuse me, and they requested $500,000. Staff recommendation is to award a Solid Waste Management Program grant at 80%, not to exceed $500,000. Are there any representatives from CCOG on the line that would like to address the board?
Hi everyone, my name is Sophie Johnson for CCOG. Wanted to say thank you for your consideration and thank you for Andy and his staff for all that they do in preparing these board meetings.
Thank you for being available this afternoon. Appreciate it. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
Motion, Jennings.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Our second solid waste application is from the Southern Missouri Recycling and Waste Management District. They are planning to purchase a replacement baler to manage solid waste disposal at the landfill. The old one has outlived its useful life. Total project amount is $507,271. They've requested $500,000, with the remainder coming from local cash. Staff recommendation is to award a $400,000 solid waste management program loan at 3.5% for 30 years, and award a solid waste management program grant at 19.8%, not to exceed $100,000. They pledge system revenue for repayment of the loan. Our analysis indicates that the district's current system revenue provides 194% coverage for the recommended loan. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. Do we have any representatives from Southern Missouri that would like to speak on behalf to the board?
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Becker.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions?
Mr. Chairman, Andy, does a baler last 30 years?
No, we made this a 20-year loan. In that 20-year lifespan can be anticipated, a 30-year would not, and that's part of the reason that the loan term is that 10 years shorter. So,
any other comments, questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Just give you a brief recap. Pretty much board awarded $1 million of solid waste funds, so that $1.2 million went down to just under $200,000 available going into the next round. So getting down there for the year, but that makes sense with it getting through two board cycles of, or funding cycles with the funds. So.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, item number 12. Colton requests to change security pledge for drinking water SRF loan. Casey.
Okay, members of the board. On March 28, 2024, the City of Colton was awarded a $766,000 drinking water state revolving fund loan for their 4th Street Utilities Improvements Project using system revenue as the pledged collateral. On April 19, 2024, the Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources received a letter from the City of Colton stating that they wish to have a pledged loan collateral be changed to a surcharge. Our recommendation to the board is to rescind resolution 2024-40, which awarded the original drinking water SRF loan with system revenue as the pledge collateral, and approve a surcharge as a pledge collateral. The City of Colton will need to implement a surcharge of $12 per user to meet required debt coverage. Staff analysis indicates that Colton can restructure rates, which will result in new overall rates of $61.75 per user. The drinking water SRF loan is contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage and contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. Any questions?
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Drews.
Second, Jennings.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, item number 13. Casey, still on board.
All right. So on March 28th, 2024, the Sioux Rural Water System was awarded an $11,252,165 drinking water state revolving fund loan with 5.3% principal forgiveness, not to exceed $600,000. For their 2025 Water System Improvements Project. On May 22nd, 2024, the Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources received a letter from the Sioux Rural Water System stating that they intend to drop the two lowest priority sub-projects, which will result in project costs being lower than originally expected. Sioux Rural Water System is requesting a decrease of $2,971,165 to their initial award. This decrease will bring the total loan to $8,281,000. Sioux Rural Water also wishes to retain the $600,000 of principal forgiveness. The principal forgiveness portion of the project is to assist the Pelican Plaza mobile home system with connection to Sioux Rural Water and will allow those users to join with no additional debt charge. Our recommendation to the board is to rescind Resolution 2024-27, which awarded the original drinking water SRF loan and award an $8,281,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.5% for 30 years, with 7.3% as principal forgiveness, not to exceed $600,000. According to staff analysis, Sioux Rural Water System will need to increase rates to $90.40 per user to meet the 110% debt coverage requirement. The drinking water SRF loan is contingent upon the borrower establishing rates at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and upon the borrower adopting a resolution approving the form of the loan agreement, the promissory note, the pledge of revenues for repayment of the loan, and upon the borrower approving a security agreement and a mortgage, and upon the execution of an intercreditor agreement being approved and executed by Rural Utilities Service, Sioux Rural Water System, and the district. And it's also contingent upon the receipt of the 2024 Drink Water State Revolving Fund capitalization grant from EPA.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
Motion, Jennings.
Second, Bernhardt.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments and questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
But thank you for being here. Sorry I didn't allow you the opportunity to spend this last one.
I didn't need to, right? And yeah, it all worked for us.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, item number 14, Northdale Sanitary District West to deobligate consolidated loan. Tina.
On March 25th, 2021, the Board of Water and Natural Resources awarded Northdale Sanitary District a $440,000 consolidated water facilities construction program loan for its sanitary sewer line relocation project. On March 20th, 2024, DANR staff received a letter from Northdale Sanitary District requesting to rescind the consolidated water facilities construction program loan, stating that it will not be moving forward with this project at this time. Staff recommendation is to rescind resolution number 2021-45, which awarded the Consolidated Water Facilities Construction Program Loan 2022L-108.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Drews.
Second, Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Any question or comment? All in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 15.
All right. Tina. On April 13th, 2022, the Board of Water and Natural Resources awarded Perkins County Rural Water System a $4,589,000 drinking water SRF loan for its water storage tank and pipeline improvements project. DNR staff received a letter from Perkins County Rural Water System requesting to rescind the SRF drinking water loan, stating that they will not be moving forward with the project at this time. Staff recommendation is to rescind resolution number 2022-169, which awarded the drinking water SRF loan C462474-03.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Bernhardt.
Second, Jennings.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions, comments? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Isn't it amazing how much faster we're moving now that Andy's not at the podium?
For his defense, he did have the longest one.
All right, item number 16.
On September 27th, 2018, the Board of Water and Natural Resources awarded the Town of Raymond a $60,000 consolidated water facilities construction program loan for its lift station and lagoon improvement project. On March 8th, 2024, DNR staff received a letter from the Town of Raymond requesting to rescind the Consolidated Water Facilities Construction Program loan, stated they had used funds from another loan they received to complete this project. Staff recommendation is to rescind resolution number 2018-60, which awarded the Consolidated Water Facilities Construction Program loan 2019L-300.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
Motion Jennings.
Second Bernhardt.
Any comment? We have a motion and a second. Any comment or question? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Item 17.
On January 4th, 2024, the Board of Water and Natural Resources awarded Geddes a $1,186,000 Clean Water State Revolving Fund loan for its storm sewer replacement project. On June 7th, 2024, DA&R staff received a letter from the Planning and Development District 3 stating that Geddes is requesting to rescind the Clean Water State Revolving Fund loan, stating the city has discussed other alternatives to the project and plans to borrow from a local bank for short-term funding. Staff recommendation is to rescind resolution 2024-13, which awarded the Clean Water State Revolving Fund loan C461274-01.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Bernhardt.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. Any comment or question? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Item 18, WABE.
On March 25th, 2021, the Board of Water and Natural Resources awarded the City of WABE a $1,365,000 Clean Water SRF loan for its lagoon restoration project. On June 6, 2024, DA&R staff received a letter from the City of WABE requesting to rescind the Clean Water SRF loan because they are unable to move forward with the project at this time. Staff recommendation is to rescind resolution number 2021-41, which awarded the Clean Water SRF loan C461025-04.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
Motion Jennings.
Motion Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Any comment or question? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 19.
All right, Mr. Chairman, for this item, we're going to deobligate, or hopefully deobligate, two loans. One's a clean water SRF loan, and one is a drinking water SRF loan. It's for a combined project, so I'm just going to do a description and then we'll have two resolutions at the end to do. On June 23rd, 2022, the Board of Water and Natural Resources awarded the Lee Deadwood Sanitary District a $634,900 clean water SRF loan for its wastewater treatment plant improvements project and a $2,604,000 drinking water SRF loan for its drinking water systems improvement project. On June 12, 2024, DA&R staff received a letter from Lee Deadwood Sanitary District requesting to rescind the clean water SRF and drinking water SRF loans because they can accomplish the improvements needed with the ARPA funding that was provided. So staff recommendation is to rescind resolution number 2022-365, which awarded the Clean Water SRF loan, C461002-02.
We have a motion to follow that portion of the staff recommendation.
So moved, Drews.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Any comment or question? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, the second part.
Yep, and staff recommendation is also to rescind resolution number 2022-363, which awarded the drinking water SRF loan C462002-02.
We have a motion, or do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Motion, Jennings.
Second, Bernhardt.
We have a motion and a second. Any comment or question? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item number 20.
Upcoming meetings. So as we have, the department staff has discussed with board members, we are looking at doing a bond issuance, a 2024 tax-exempt bond issuance, looking towards middle to late August for this bond issuance. However, we do need the board to approve us going forward and to approve some documents. Thus, we are requesting a special meeting on or about July 30th, 2024. Pretty much the only thing that will be presented at this board meeting will be the bond resolutions. And then our next quarterly meeting will be September 26th, 27th, 2024. Some things that are going to be at that meeting, again, any applications that come in by our July 1st, 2024 deadline. Our draft state fiscal year 2024 report to the interim bond review committee. Then hopefully by that time we'll have some updates for the bond issuance, so we'll be talking more about the bonding, possibly some rule amendments for water user districts, development districts, sorry, water development districts, officer elections, and Brownsfield project updates.
Very good. Item number 21, we have a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Drews.
Second, Jennings.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions? All in favor with an aye.
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 Anybody opposed?
Aye.